Samach Vav Oman Aleph. Gentlemen, towards the very bottom of the daf. Omar Rava, the last five lines. Tvuali Nasev in the spice of Tzricha Tev Shimon Akiyim. The woman never saw blood in her whole life. We'll see later on. Doesn't matter. She has to wait 7 clean days, no matter what. Rashi explains. Tzricha Leshev Shimon Akiyim, Shimon Rachmas Tavas Chimud. Raw Saddam. You ever hear of something called hormones? You ever hear of it? Hormones? H-O-R-M-O-N-E-S. Chazal knew about hormones. They knew very well about hormones. That's called Dam Chimud. When a woman is about to enter into a marriage. So, Baruch Hashem, it's healthy. If she has no Chimud, it's a bitter amaisa. You know, this is part of HaKadosh Baruch created this as part of the world. And it's a very healthy thing that the woman has this feeling of Chimud. You know, how should I say it? We say it now, Eile Chomda Libi, or proper gear is probably Ona Keli Chemdas Libi. Betzilo Chimadati Biashavti, it's in Shira Shirim. The Rambam explains that the whole Shira Shirim is a man and a woman is a mushel to a Klaius on a Kodesh Baruch. So Chemda is a good thing when it's used properly. If it's used improperly, chas v'sholom, it could do us all disasters. So the fact that this, we don't have to be ashamed about the fact that a woman has a sense of chimud. If she didn't have the chimud, it would not be good. It wouldn't be good for her, it wouldn't be good for her husband, it wouldn't be good for the marriage. So chimud is a good, healthy thing. But Chazal are all aware that chimud can cause dam. And if you think the Chazal were known of things, I'm telling you it's true what Chazal said. From the showers that I get, you have women who are regular, and expect to have no problems with chuppas nida because there's regular like clockwork. All of a sudden, guys, before the wedding, whoa! Things go out of kilter, out of whack. Baruch Hashem, dam chimud. Okay. There are ways to avoid chuppas nida. We'll speak about it as we go. But the phenomenon, Chazal knew about it a long time ago, and it's true. We'll discuss it as we go, slowly. Okay? Fine. Shema machmas tavas chimud ros adam. People think the word tava is a dirty word. It's not a dirty word. It's a dirty word. Akineva, tava vakovim, asinus omen olam, when it's inappropriate. But if there's no tava from a wife to a husband, that's bad news. So you have to understand everything has to be done in a proper way. Good. Now, that's the introduction to the sugya. Fine. Now it tells a story. And the story is critical that many different girsos, I think three or four different girsos, each girs leaves with another possible result. Let's go slowly, okay? Let's read it. The whole story, you know, is not that long. It's 4.5 lines, the whole thing. Let's read the story, okay? Ravina Iasikla the Brei Bei Rabbi Chanina or Chaviva. Okay? His son was married Rabbi Chaviva's daughter. Omalei Savalei Mar, so Rabbi Chanina said to Ravina, Lich the Michtav Ksuba L'Arbo Yom, that's one Gersa, the other Gersa inside is what? L'Yom Arbo. Yom Arbo means Wednesday. I bought him in 4 days from now. Right? That's push-up shot. Two different gear cells. They're ready before you start. Amalei said yes. And we'll come to this later. Why did he say yes? If he meant no, why did he say yes? That's going to be a major problem which all the Mefarshim talk about. Slowly. Kimot le'arba, not le'arba achmina. What is this? Ravina was lying? That's the kasha. What did he say yes if he never meant it? So we'll see soon. I'akev shiva yoma basar hu yoma. So now, as a result, there were 7 days. We did two pshatim yesterday on the Skype shiur. One is that if the girsa of the on the side Yom Arba, which means Wednesday, what's today? Wednesday. Happy today, no? Hayom Revi b'Shabbos. Besul Nisa is Yom Revi. So you wait until the next Wednesday. Oh, we know that from I've learned in my time that from Wednesday to Wednesday, 7 days. Correct? I think a week is 7 days. No, they're trying to tamper with that too, but then. That's a constant. A week is 7 days. Baruch Hashem. Okay? So, good. So he waited 7 days, which means from one Wednesday to the next Wednesday. That's according to the gears of Yom Abo. What's the gears of Abo Yom? So what do you mean? What do you mean 7 days? So it could be Pshat. 4 plus 4 is 8. Right? From 4, another 4. And it turns out that 4 plus 4 is 8, which is 7 days after the original day. That could be one shot, or maybe another week. We'll see soon. Omalei my hai. What kind of crazy mechutin are you? What are you playing games with me for? All of a sudden you're changing the dates. What's going on over here? You have to wait a week. And apparently the earlier time was not a week. My daughter's a ktana. That's already a biological chiddush to me, but we don't get married at such a young age anyway. But that's what it says. Rashi says, Yaakov Zayin Yoma, Basar Yoma Shenispaisa Linase. So it's 7 days from the very beginning. So presumably Rashi is saying 4 plus 4 equals 8. Right? 8 is the day after the 7. That's Basha Pshat and Rashi. Are we so far? Have we got it so far? Straight? So the Gemara is straightforward until you understand it's not completely clear when all these conversations took place. So let's look at the Gemara as we have it in front of us and try to have a timeline. You know, when did everything take place? Okay, so let's go into Rashi. We'll do only two things now. Rashi, and then we'll do the gears on the side. Let's go. So let's go into Rashi first. So what happened to Rashi? There was a wedding planned, and he said the Kala's father, he wanted to write the chuppah in the ksuba in 4 days. Now, writing the ksuba presumably means what? Getting married. They were in ksuba for it. They had a calligrapher writing a month in advance. You got married. Yeah, Emes, you want to get married in 4 days? He said yes. After four, he told him 4 more days, and the 4 more days that led to a total of 8 days, which is satisfies the requirement of 7 days of Shiva Nikir. That's the long and the short of it. When did the conversations take place? So on a simple level, the first conversation, let's say the first one took place on a Sunday, okay. So he says, you want to wait 4 days? Yes, okay, 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll make a wedding on Thursday. Comes Thursday, no show. Chas doesn't show up. What happened to the caterer, with the 10-piece band, with the, guess somebody can do without it somehow or other. Okay, that's what sounds like this Gemara. All right, yeah. So on that Thursday, he said, well, we'll make it 4 more days, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. Okay, so originally they first book on Sunday, okay? So very nice. First book on Sunday, and now they're going to do it on the following Monday, so you have 7 days in between. Okay? That's the push-up shot in Rashi's Shita. In other words, that's the question, how do you read the words? Yaakov Zayin Yoma. So Rashi says, Yaakov, Basa Yoma Shenispaisa Linase. Doesn't mean they waited 7 more days. It means it turns out they had waited 7 days from the previous Sunday to the following Monday. So the question becomes, is that just an interjection? In other words, it's a dialogue. Amla in. Kimat labo not arabo achwine. He waited for another 4 days. It turns out, Iyakav shiva yom basahu yom. When did this place? When did this conversation take place? Did it take place on Thursday, the originally appointed date? Or did it take place on Monday? How do you learn Pshat? This conversation, the third from the last line. When did that conversation take place? Anyone have a clue? Go back to history books. When did this conversation take place? Why am I asking this? Why? Who cares what took place? We're history majors over here. No, we'll see soon what the document is. Okay, that's still not sure when it took place. It took place on Thursday. It took place on Monday. Okay, good. What is the gears on the bottom? Revi. So what happened? She said, you want to get married on Wednesday? Yeah. Comes Wednesday. Wait until the next Wednesday. Okay, so when did the conversation take place? My high. Again, the same question. It took place the first Wednesday and the second Wednesday. Again, not completely clear. I'm not a historian, but you'll see how relevant this is in a second. Let's turn to the Rosh Rabosai Perek Yud. Simon. What was it? Dalit? I forgot. Simon Dalit. If you have my Rosh, it's page Nun Zayin in the New Gemaras. I'm not sure the old Gemaras, what page number you have, but it's easy to find. Perek Yud, Simon Dalit. The Yesh Minagadolin, he starts the third line. This is the Rashba. his, how should we say it today, Lanzmann. They came from the same town, I believe, in Barcelona. If I'm not mistaken, the Rosh, he went to Spain. I'm not sure he went to Barcelona, but it was someone not far from the Rashba. Did anyone find out anywhere else in Shas where he quotes from Shlomo Aderis? No one did a search? You did a search? No. Search the Rosh for the word Aderis, and you'll see if he quotes it anywhere else or Rashba. I don't know. It was unusual to me, even though they lived in the same place, same time, to the best of my knowledge. Shekos v'she'ena tshvicha lo lehefsik ta'ara v'lo b'dika klal b'me'a sfir lo b'tchilas lo b'sofa. Elakol shim tina zayinikim b'asar atviya harehi tovelas v'tohoru. Sharizul arosa klum el chshash v'ya b'yalma v'luch samayina pasuach la tshvicha b'dika. Okay, a statement. You want to make a statement? You can make a statement. Okay, fine. But you have to have a raya. V'sada west of Rehem. V'sada west of Rehem. The Uvda de Ravina, the Yasek Librei, Be'er Abachaviva, Omer Leon Ploni, Nichtav Ksuba, the Yaakov Leon Ploni, what's our Gersa? Arbor, right? It's Yom Ploni. The Yaakov Shiva Yomi Basahu Yoma, here's now, 7 days after that day, you get an impression there's another Gersa. Whatever day they made the wedding, and they waited a week after that. V'os Omer my time of Marochi, V'oz, then, and only then, Amalo, my time of Abad Barachi, then, Oz, then, not before, right? So take a look in the Bach, V'oz, Amalo, my time of Abad Barachi, Kain Tzirach Loma, V'tema Samar, Nimchak, then he told him, Rav Chaviva lo tzivah limdok as bito, ki oisav ad rav alo amam, ele v'gdola, v'bito oisav tan lo oisav tzvila shrei shem nikim, afa b'ke kenosa. Mefurish. He didn't tell him to that, came that day, said, okay, let's make the wedding now, but what do you wait next week for? You have the kugel got sour. Well, I had to wait next week, because I have to wait to shrei shem nikim, but she's a ktan and nevis odam. Doesn't matter. He didn't know that the first week, so she didn't count. So you see, you know what? When he's de facto 7 days of no riyas dam, no bedika, no hefstik, no shiva, no bedika shiva nikim, zip. Says the Rosh, ain't a riot cloud. Tim Kane, I feel the yeshiva zayin ain't kan cloud. Why? Could be because of the mild tzedakah, maybe. The mild tzedakah said that you have to consciously be aware of the seven clean days, and she certainly wasn't. So he said, not only is it no bedika, it says nothing. Humato welas yeshem tanas shiviyam. If it doesn't, if there's no. Again, if the mild stock is shadow, it was not sure. Came to Rav Chaviva and said, "The Bektan Loch Shchashin and Lachimur, Alochi Garsina B'Sifri Ashkenaz, Amalei Lichtov Ksuba." Okay, Lichtov Ksuba. Let's write a Ksuba, right? Not Leon Ploni, just write a Ksuba. Amalei Nintamar Ad Arbo Achmina. He told him right then and there. Amalei Lo Sava Lamad Dami Rava B'Tavud Linasa. So when did he tell her this? Earlier. Please turn the page. V'hodio shen chiluk ben k'tana l'gdola. V'oz, and only after that, hifrish bito kol shiva kodem achupo. Why doesn't it say so in the Gemara? Badani antev ostani. Ha'gemara lo chosh l'ferushe ken kosev aran. What didn't bother telling us? It's a very salient point. Okay, fine. This is Shitas HaRashba, it's right from the Gemara, and the Rosh rejects it based on a different gears. Fine. History question. When did this conversation take place? V'yesh v'nagadolim shekosu. This is the Ravid. She'ein ha'tzricha hefzik tara. Ava b'dika kol shiva nekiyim. She does need. U'ladata v'anim askim. Look at this. The Rosh just follows the Ravid. T'chashinan b'chol yom shema tira. The Yose she krovel is manachup by Yose liba homo mishto for toda chayshin and shem mamach was chibutira. When his kirova the rav zayin the kiyim, not chumad rav zayin. That hadn't happened yet. We spoke about this a long, long time ago. Not going back to it right now. Ela the last line shiv and the kiyim the kama rava the kiyim bibdika the bchayom chayshin and shem mamach was chibutira. So you don't need to have sektar, you need shiv and the kiyim. And the rav says you need both. So there are three sheetas in Gdoli Rishon. Everyone with me so far? Just three sheetas. We're not going to any of the intricacies and more proofs back and forth. Now, I think the best thing to do is to look in the Ravid first. Because we like to go back to the classical sources, right? The Rosh is a classical source himself. But he's quoting others. He's quoting two gedolim. Doesn't call him by name. It's a strange. Why is they anonymous over here? I don't have a clue. Why are they anonymous? He's afraid to call. He's called this people by name many times. So yesterday he called the Rashba and the Raven. Why is there something called Yeshmina Gedolim? Anybody know? I have no clue. If you have an idea, let me know. Balia Nefesh. Prisha. Okay. Find it over here. No, I made a mistake. Shas Svira Bedika. My mistake. Svira Bedika. I think it's Simon Aleph. Find these things. Okay. Okay, you have to help me find this. Whoops. Finished. Oh, right here, towards the end. Okay, watch. Tzricha bedika toch shiva tefila b'lel shmini k'shanidas hanogas akshav. Chimut. Timas tam kachala v'ovad. Right? They got lost. Nimsi yom tefila chome yom vesis. Yom ha vesis in lo botka l'rosa b'sol botka matza tora tora. Yom ha-tviya, ha-fafisha botka, achar ha-tviya, u-motza tor, tveya. Ach motzosi bo tzara kal b'yon achi yos mishariyas. The shariyas, tviya chasef sektara. Chutz yom ha-shabotka, poska bo tviya chasef nekiyim. U-v-tviya zu, motzon ha-fafisha lo fisha b'tara, b'bdika, so feres shiva chutz v'yom ha-tviya v'to velas. How do you know? Maestri Ravina. What's his girsa? Yom plor nechaksub, pirish, niye pnuyam nechlov haksuba v'nechlov osa. He told him a certain day. Yaakov Shiva Yomi Basahu Yoma. Pirish. Basa Yoma Tviya. He waited 7 days from that day that they made the deal to get married, even though they had originally to get married earlier. Kloma. Afa Bishakosa Baksuba. You with the rabbit says Psha? Let's write the Ksuba in 4 days. They wrote the Ksuba, he didn't get married 3 more days. Get the Ksuba lying around for 3 days. Alright? That's what it sounds like. This Akya, my time of Marochi. Shulkinsa biyom ksiva saksuba o omolelo sabala ma'al hoder over tzvuli nasi despaisa v'losh tekdol ktana kochazina hacha lo havi hefsik tara doholo svirlo detavi titiboy shiva afilo achi ololo svir shiva. Wait a second, but where's the bedik of shiva nekiyim? Very nice, we'll know hefsik tara. Where do you have bedik of shiva nekiyim? Him told me afilo bedik of na'amelo ovid klal hekashkan that nekiyim below bedik of lo kashu. Came in the sphere on sof and abri shen chilasa, ki yosef a sof shiva at shachah bedika ba'atvala. So he did a bedika. The day that he came, the day of the wedding. He said, okay, she'll go to the mikvah right that day and again rather than that night. No problem. That day will be day 7 of the shiva nekiyim. And seven without, normally you need what? Hefsek tara shiva nekiyim. He don't need a hefsek tara. So says the Ravid. Why not? Did he say why not? Did he tell you why not before? Why not?
It's about the same.
He said before. He didn't say yet, why not? He didn't say yet, but hold on, I finished. Yeah. El Hastar Kash, and nearly the Vatican, the Tfias Nisul, the Bainus of Sitar, Hatam. Oh, he's reading Mipnei. She'ena Rias Vadai El Asafik. Reason number one. Okay, it's only a Chumrah, sir. Inami, a very important reason. Kimla the Rabbanon, the Dam Chimad Dava Muatu, Ukimish Efsika Batara Damya. Can you imagine this? A non Efsik is the equivalent of a Efsik. Keep that in mind, it's very important in the Kutu. Avarias versus Merubi, a regular period, a lot of blood. The Labatka, the Efsik Tara, Chashin and Shema, the Posak Adam. We once had Rab Moshe somewhere, you have to remind me where, had a chuv about this, that from this case of Dam Chimad, we can derive other cases we can be more Michael in Hefsek Tara. It's a small amount of dam. I haven't looked it up yet, but we spoke about it a few months ago. Based upon this dam, at then we didn't know what the Imid Chimid was, we just mentioned it. This is the source for that, then if I Moshe somewhere, that we can be Michael in Hefsek Tara because it's only maximally a small amount of dam. Reason number two of the Ravid. Everyone with me so far? Klar? Got it? straight, ad kan the right. Good, got it? This is the second Yesh Min HaGdol of the Rosh. Who's the first? The Rashba.
Why would a suffix be sufficient grounds to him and not required?
Good question. Second one answers, we understand. The first answer. When I say suffix, I think it means it's not a 50-50 suffix.
But you come with anything? You come with anything? Let's say there's no hefsek tahara. Leaving out the second reason.
Right.
If a hefsek tahara is necessary, maybe it doesn't hold necessarily in love with the right.
We'll get to that. That's a very important point you're bringing out. Very important point. He's bringing up an excellent point. What's the second error, Inami, you understand? What's pshat in the first answer? What's pshat in the first answer? What's the pshat in the first answer?
I think I asked you that question.
Yeah, you asked me the question.
When you brought that.
Like summon, right?
Original.
So I saw in the footnotes in the beautiful new Ravid, yes, the Kasha. Kesem, Paskin, the Ravid Paskins, that you do have to have a hefsek tahara, even though the Rambam says no. Rambam says no. The Rambam says that Kesem, you don't have to have a hefsek tahara because it's only a suffix. Rambam says no, so steer in the Ravid. So yes, says no. When it comes to a Kesem, the Ravid holds, the word goes in the Torah's Vada. Remember that Kesem Mishnah with the Sex Faker? He said it's B'Torah's Vada, Kesem, just to bring out your memory. But here it's B'Torah's Suffolk, so they're Mekel. Okay, they're Mekel. Fine. Good, excellent. I like the Shua, I show you the Torah's Abayas. I always like to show few things inside. But you can read in print, not on the screen. But let me just, while I get this, find a place over here, I'll show you. Open to the Ran if you don't mind. Have it open to the Ran in the back if you don't mind, just please. That page test in our print. Page test. It says the same thing. I want to show it to you in print. Black on white, not. Well, this was a black on white. Not on the screen. On the page. What does the Ran say in page test? Bahani Shiva Yom, if you have white to print, it's the left column. It's the old print is Dalam and Base. Bahani, it's after the words Tfa'ua. And this new print is a new paragraph. Bahani Shiva Yom, the Kiyam Mikam and Yoma, the Tricha, Hefsek Tarab, Bedikam Base Sphere, Kisharo, who says, oh, there are all? Bedek Abayis. Okay. I will arrive it, Baramban Kosu, the Ena Tricha, Hefsek Tarab, Shiv the Roa, Makmas Chimut, Muetasi, physically. Miu came with the Nikiya Mina, Tzvichan Bedika, Betchilas, and Uva Sofa, it's probably a typo, or Sofa. Hachimucha Lahu, Uvda, the Ravina, the Asa, the Bray, gives the Raya. Ubavada came, and Shalaisa, he swore the Mishamahi, Ikakav. She didn't know why he stalled off. Lov Sika Betara. Filhachi Lo Ashkan Le Ravina, that's true, Shiva Yama Acherim. Ela Botka Besofan. He did B'dik on the last day. V'av ha'pish lo'efsika b'tahara sagi. The veins are raya. Then after the shiva achmini ha'tzruchu ala shatum alo choshto perushi. We saw in Amadan Yotef. Fine. Stop right over here. I just wanted to show it to you a little bit in print. Now the Torah Sabayis. If you don't mind Torah Sabayis, let's take a look and see if you can get the right the right pages. Are you forming any page numbers here? Where? Hey. Oh. Where's Heyman Bays? Heyman Bays. Tumulin Osei, you found it. Baruch Hashem. Good. Umistabra, here it's black and white, the Heilige Rashba. Tehna Tzricho, Hefsek Tara, Velo Pedika, Make Klal Meir Sphir, Lo Betchilos, Lo Besofa. Kol Shem Tina Shiva Yomim Tovelas. Zilla Rosa Klau. Dialachim Atachosha Shema Rosa Posak Adam Yad. Kolosha Tesos of Barov Ados Shemayon of Pasuach. I Shiva Nikiim. Doesn't mean Sruma Fanenu. I feel a bit Chosta Besof and Shana Kiim. There's never be Alma Koma. You don't need. Kol Shem Gisha Bedam Tok Shiva Nikiim. Tok Shiva Nikiim Kavina Lu. He gives the Meister Ravina. What's his Girsa? Shemir Rabbi Chaviva Lava Daita Mizbe Sova the Brat the Ketanahi Motzvi Chodesh of Klal Latzcha bedika lo hefsek tara v'lo bedika shiva nikiyim. Ravina nami lo asa da basa kol hanu shiva afilu hachi lo ashka na atzicha su shiva achmini. Ama b'shiva shiva b'lchud hu desagi lo b'lo hefsek tara v'lo bedika klal. Ala kol shen matza Torah kamorin. Nearly. Rebbeinu shalolim. How does he know? Maybe the Ravid is right. Did the bedika on the last day? There was a bedika of Shiva Nekiyim. We'll see soon why the Rashba wouldn't accept the Ravid. Conceptually wouldn't. Of course, the Rav asked the Ravid, Ramban, and it's Tzricha Shehefsek Tara, but bedika Tok Shiva Tzricha. Le'orati L'sof Daitam. Ravina Lo Mashmach Yikadam Moran. Why not? Why not? Maybe there was a bedikas seventh day of Hefsek Tara. We just saw the Ran. We'll see soon. The Masinu also kiroa the alma of bedikas shiva. Afi tzricha Hefsek Tara. The shevel of pasuk dam biyoma. This is a mamonashach. Don't tell me you need bedikas yom shvi without Hefsek Tara. It makes no sense. Because if you need everything. The main tzricha Hefsek Tara. Ukavad Hefsek Tara. Mashisla. And you wouldn't need bedikas shiva nikiyim either. Even shem shlo tachlok b'sfiris make no distinction between this case and a regular nida. Avata matzricha hefsek tara v'shlo tachlok. You want to make low plug, make low plug all the way. So dava lo matzasi ikad levaram elu and should tzorach lochus the rams. That's all anyway. You gotta love the Rashba. The Ravid's wrong, the Ramban is wrong. You don't need a Hefsek Tara either. Don't need a Shiva Nekiyim either. But I'm scared maybe they're right. So therefore you do need a Shiva Nekiyim the Maisa, but not a Hefsek Tara. That's what he says. But so it's interesting. Why can't you say there was a Shiva Nekiyim without a Hefsek Tara? How do you answer the kasha of the Rashba's Manoshach? Why should the Ravid distinguish? So I saw again the beautiful footnote on the Ravid, the following beautiful answer. The Rashba l'shitasa. Yeah. Chidush Rashba. I'll show you. Rajul Shitaso Ham and Aleph. Dictum kind of rhymes out. To call the Baila and a Tricha Bedigas Chom Mestokim. We talk Shem Hubba the Besa, and it's good enough. Some say Bedigas Zavabain Hefsek Tab and Shedigas Shivan Akim, Nichar Mestokim. Is correct. Rabban Echria, compromise. Bedikas have sucker, shil halosa mitumul tara, sricha chorn is duck. Bedikas shivinikim, for becheskas tara medis, dikodu sagi. Gamze eino maspik ledati. Even though the Rabban is his Rebbe, he disagrees. Why? The Kayman shafa tamatsricha, bediga be made sphira, obetchila, besofa. What's going on? She didn't check at Shivanakim, she becheskes tumah. What's going on? Says the footnote on the Ravid, the Rashba l'shitasa. He's right here. Interesting phraseology. The Shiva Nekiyim is a continuation of the Hefsek Tara. That's how he phrases it, and that's why the Rashba l'shitasa cannot make a distinction in the Chorm Mestokim between one and the other. Sounds that way a little bit from the Rashba over here. I got to be honest, a little bit against the Ramban. Ramban holds like the Ravid over here to l'shitasa. And he says, the foot in the horror, the Shivan Akim who bechlal hefsik tara dam zivus. And the rabbi says, no, no. Shivan Akim is exeris akostav, not what hefsik tara. This is the big dispute we had a long time ago. Remember the Achronim? It's the one becheskas tara tuma b'shivan akim. I think it's the matzah chlokos that we showed him. Look at the Ram. Look at the Ramban says. B'dikas Hashem the kvar becheskas tara omedes. That's like the robe you showed that we passed, right? That b'shivan akim should becheskas tara. And the Rashi says that is wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. He's becheskas tuma. This is the machlokas that we showed. Wow. Yes. Okay, could be. But let's do what we're showing for the moment. Could be. Yeah. Could be. Fine.
Fine.
And the Psak? We pass in. No, it's not a steerer. We pass in, you always need Chorim Mustafa.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they have to be equivalent when it comes to Tvul in Ase. And it's not clear we pass in the Chal. We pass like the Ra'o. How do you like that? What does the Ra'o say? Some say like the Ra'o. Oh, the Chidush. Salimi. No? Better go by. He's going to take the sitting down. Better go by. Come on. Kosa Gemara. Kosa Vachocham. Chocham was the Rashba. He brings a raya. Adkan. And Varam Chonim Klal. The Minole, the Rabina, the Watsko Shiva Achmini, the Gemara, Kolika, the Wasla, Shmina, the Lodz, Nagdola, Shnaktana, Adrava. Kevin, the Shiva, the Kiyam, Amina, Shiva, the Kiyam, Sphere, Bin, Sphere, Bin, the Kiyas, Floev, Shalab, and Hefsik Tali. Yeah. Shiva Yam Gufai, the Alma, Vinina, Padika Yam, Kol Yom, Yom, Kavasaya. Chilasa, the Sultan, the Rosa, whatever you need, same thing. So he says the whole thing is wrong. You need exactly the same as always. One cooler he has. One little cooler he has. What's the cooler he has? The kaimlin b'rol post seconds b'ol b'yom tos sagalim b'dikim b'ol s'yom and yinef sektar b'ol s'yom t'min huqsak mayan pasu al-chol o s'yom elim ki yodeh b'edin el-kol b'ed ha-shmoshes moch tochuk. That's the Rosh Hashita. That's it, finished. Okay. Gentlemen, I'd like you to look now in with the Mara Makomas in the Maharshal. Right. After the Rosh comes the Maharshal and the Maharshal, right? Is it on the Makom? It's on the Makom, so? You don't remember. I don't have a copy myself. You print one out for me, maybe. we're still marking Torah Shabbat Peh. We don't have another Makom in front of us. It's also Torah Shabbat. Okay, turn to the Maharshal, please. It's in the bottom of the Maharshal. You know what it is. Samech Vav. Marashal Chokma Shlomo. Samach Vav, only one piece. Saba the Mikhtav Ksuba the Omar Bo. Kain Sarach Loma. I mean, it's Wednesday, no? Yom Abahu Yom Revi. Shapsula Nisus the Yom Revi. Not that our Bo Achrina Pirshat Yom Dalar Haboba Shuaches. Meiridik. Venusach Zeg Bechibeduma Meshena Matukan Fisha Kola Perushim Shevi Arosh. This is, I think it's better than all the other Pshatim. It wouldn't be right according to the other Pshatim. This is the Givus of the Marasha. Fine. Says the Marasha. Be Purish Marasha, the Hainel Yom Dal, Shem Sunis Yom Dal, Uke Perusho, Ike be Mordechai. I and Shom. Whoa, we'll get to the Mordechai in a minute. The Mordechai is Simon Tov Shem Mem on the Marim HaKomis. I'll be Purish Rashi, Shekosov, Yaakov, Shiva Yomi, Bosa Yomo, Shenis Paisa. Linosei, hey, near the first came. Obviously, the Rashi is against this shot. Came with another Liom, Dalib Shavua Achrina, Havale Yom Zion Yom Vizev, lo yom shin spicer. The Lipirusho, not the ad arba lavan yom arvi b'shavua shabbosul. It doesn't mean Wednesday. It means 4 more days. We'll see soon. What is this Mordechai? Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Tov Shin Mem. Please, everyone look at the Mordechai in the back. Tov Shin Mem. Here we go. Tov Shin Mem. Quotes our Gemara. Very important. This is very, very important. Pirush Rashbam, Vezeh Lashono. I want to read it straight because. Oh, Yosef. Very commonly, a woman sees every, she gets clean. She has 7 clean days. It's now 10 days before the wedding. I have so many things before the wedding. Let me get this over with. I'll go to the mikvah 10 days before the wedding. Potter it up. She's not expecting a period to live after the wedding. Great, huh? No, terrible. Terrible. The Rashbam said it's terrible. Oh, so tefillah lo mahanya klal. Kiman uchosh shemim rosa. Zman rav kona machupa. Tamasha rosa sama lachupa mahani tefillah zu. Shor zayam kona machupa. Kodem shin. I don't know, kodem. Im lav. Abo zayin yama masmuchim betbilas mitzvah shul elvishim lachupa. Choshin shema rosa dam. Lo mahanya tvila the konan nevilas mitzvah ki tzricha lispa shivin akim. What's he saying over here? If I understand correctly, the 7 clean days have to be summed up to the wedding. Hilchah lo veshes levonim kol zayin yomim konan mechupa uporeshes sadinim levonim amitosa ubodegas pamachas o pamayim biyom him lo rosa bemdam toveles, catch this now, belayla kodem vilas mitzvah. You have to go to the mikvah as soon as possible, as close as possible to the wedding. Shema Ross Dam Shanosh Natam Kodamat Nisuev Lo Tavla Akshav Mit Eres Mit Filazu Vim Lo Yoshva Zayin Yam Nikiyim Kodim Lel Bilas Mitzvah Asur Li Bol Isha Bolayla Rishona Acha Tishma Zayin Nikiyim Bil Lel Vishon Velech Shema Biyom Lefnei Chupa Ross Adam Apaschim Atavitz Bala Adkan Lashon Mashpah. Wow. So far I get an impression that you have only one time to go to the mikvah, the night before the wedding. That's it. No choice. If you just stop here, is that true? Well, only a room full of men. And it's no one's business when the rabbis went to the mikvah before the marriage. That's her business. Maybe her mother will go with her, someone else will go with her. The chosn doesn't have to know when. She says no, that, not when. So we can't take a poll. I'm willing to bet, though, there's nobody here, unless it was a no choice, that went to the mikvah the night before the wedding. No rabbits in here. If you want to go home, you can ask. You don't want to get too personal. My guess is the total would be zero, unless she couldn't go in early. No one wants to wait till the last minute. You know, they got all, the hachonas and hachonas and hachonas. So how early can you go? If you go a week before the wedding, it's no good according to the Rashbam. Look what it says over here. Vo'inna. Shanoshim shalonu tovlos biyom dalit. Hanu gimu yomim kodna bilas mitzvah. What? He's to go to the mikvah on Wednesday, and the bilas mitzvah was not till 3 days later. We'll see what that means soon. Bishop the betchilo haver hamenig lebesul nisat yom dalit. Betzorach zayin nik yom nikim kodna yom dalit. So he always went to the mikvah on Wednesday. Now that things changed, they still stick to the Wednesday minig. Stop right here. What did things change to? What's min hageinu? What was the minig that he, the Mordechai, is talking about? What? What's he talking? What was the minig? What was the minig? Take a look at what I'm saying. Sidrei Tara, Simin, Kuf, Sadi, Beis, Endless of Cotton, Yud Beis. That's what the minig was. Give a look. Kuf Tzadi Beis, Sidretara, Sivkot on Yud Beis. How long is this one? Okay. Two pages. That's not bad. We've had longer ones. The last paragraph, I believe. Chemashakos Ramol Elsiv Bays. Can I minig litbol akala leil dalit? Afal pish lo tibol kodem motsoi Shabbos. The minig was the view was motsoi Shabbos. Lone is scavenging the minig rash heavy a shak was if konyan al shol divil rak acha bays or gimel yom acha nisun. That was a minig ra, we'll get to it. Chas vishon shem minig ra is there yalo al sefer. The Kabbalah, if you should know again, catch us now. Lichnos be Erev Shabbos. Gentlemen, I think it was to save money. I don't want any money, I couldn't afford a meal. As it was then as it is today, it seems to me that in the average Jewish home, the best meal is Friday night. Maybe halakhically should be Shabbos day, but I don't know. From where I came from, the best meal always seems to be Friday night. Everyone's hungry, coming to them. That's Kabbalah Yomadif, but you know, it's hard to keep things hot for Shabbos by day, Friday night, everything's hot and delicious, everyone's hungry. They would save money. They got mad Friday afternoon. I kid you not. They have a Friday afternoon. And the Friday night meal, which they had money anyway, that was the wedding meal. Which the cause of a Mordechai per kama de ksubis. Par tenura, reish ksubis. The mishum takonis aniyim, here it is. Nagu lichnos b'er of Shabbos. And if you happen to be rich, don't flaunt your wealth. Get married Friday too. Who in this world has ever been at a wedding that took place on Friday in your life? Ever? Huh? Thursday night. I've never been at a Friday wedding, but maybe it's going to come back and start. I don't know. For you know again, shall live up b'tchila b'Shabbos, as the Achron writes in Siman Resh Pei. Even though Lamai said the whole sugan ksubas mal level at the moment, those old got the sugas and psik ratios with the skab and then trickle the goof alum the sugas. We come out hilchos and mosher. They want to do it. Afa pi shen aloch, okay? No man achme, chubas maram lublin. Lila mosher Shabbos. Well, if he's there, tzarech loma, tlav davka gimel yom and konim Shabbos, mikri yemei tviyam. Tim lo came, lo kolo zayin akiyim, b'leil dalet. So what does that mean? When did she go to the mikveh? Sometime on Wednesday, right? So if the bia is motzi Shabbos, let's count up. It's Wednesday till Thursday, till Friday, till Shabbos. It's within 4 days. The tefillah was less than 4 days between the tefillah and the bia mitzvah. That's the psak halacha lemaisa, based on this unusual meaning. The tefillah should be, and I'm giving a psak, I'm getting married soon, the tefillah should be less than 4 days before the wedding night. Hey, you get married on Sunday. Hey, Sunday. Huh? That's right. There's some of you shouldn't get married on Sunday because it's a day. It's a Yom HaVod Azar Sunday. My father told me there was two great rabbis on the Lower East Side in his day, brothers-in-law, and one of them wouldn't go to the wedding of his nephew and niece. Took place on Sunday. Yeah! Pesach Shiva says
so, Hilchot
Avodah
Zarah. And the
Hilchot Avodah Zarah is by Kiddushin, but out of the Avodah Zarah
because of the
Yom HaDeh. The Yom HaDeh, right. Don't get married on Sunday.
Didn't the Ram say
anything
about
married on Sunday? Because of... Shaktu. Chil Shabbos. Yeah, it's Chil Shabbos. The Maisa, who in this room has ever been at a wedding on Sunday? Huh? Your wedding. Okay. 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 My wedding happened to not have been on Sunday, but a few of my children got married on Sunday. And we never thought it was a problem. Anyway, so Omar, to me, I'd be on Rishon Shalifnei Shabbazu, Mikri Yom HaTviyah. Don't regil in the Hochen Tzorch Yisuda, Bechol HaShavu, Lifnei Shabbazu, Shkodem HaNisuin. Yosef and the Haklim should talk this for the Shaina Kim, call him Bey Shabbos of Nain Asur. Allah should typically ask for the whole Yom. He called him a come. Beikar Yom Shahu Nech Shav Latvia, Lamani Bidika, can him titbo the soap awesome Zaina Kim, Avshlo Taka, Tvila and Abila Smith for Kim, Bezal Gilma Yomim, which is not borrowing that then. He called him a come, Osan Yomim, Lawalula, the Shema Rosabo. What's he driving at? He says, even if you're willing to go to the mikveh for less than 96 hours before the wedding night, it's still not a good idea to have the yeshiva nekiyim end much earlier. So two things shouldn't be long before the wedding. The tevila itself shouldn't be more than 96 hours before the wedding night. And the yeshiva nekiyim should not be too early either. Wait, but you yourself are being married, you don't have to make the Shiva Nakim literally end that night, which is what they saw before in the Mordechai. If she getting married on tonight, she's got a mikvah last night. We don't find it as a requirement. Yeah, you're right. The way I read it is, as long as the end of the Shiva Nakim is within a week of the wedding, it's okay. Because where's the number three or four come from? Where's that come from? It's not a magic number. The magic number of 4 days comes from the minig of being toibel on Wednesday for Bias Mitzvah Motzei Shabbos. True. But as far as the obviously the Shivan Akiyim ended then, you don't go to the week before Shivan Akiyim. So Mapitom can end three, four days before. So what's the cutoff? The cutoff is a week. That's how I understand what him to say. That's, again, I'm not sure what he means, but that's what I think. Before we go any further here in the Shulchan Aruch, let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Maharam. We saw the Maharshal, we saw the Maharshal. The Maharam is the kasha that I asked you before. Why did Ravina seem to be bluffing out Rav Chaviva and telling him something which is not true? A person shouldn't say something, shouldn't say a Dvar Sheker. Can you look at the 5 feet in the Maharam? Daf Samarav. Maharam Lublin. One second. Look at here, different gear sauce. Hagishal Faneinu, the last two lines of the Maharam. Shekosuv. Omle Sovalai Malach Noktubal Dal Yom, Omle In. Kimata Bukhuli. Lo Miss Yashu, that gears is terrible. The Kavan Lohoya Bidas Ravina Limichtum Ksuba Zain Yamim Lomalay in. Why'd you say yes? Why do you say it's a lie? You have to change the gears around. That's what he says. Different gear source. So the Aruch HaNer said, you know what in meant? I told you before. We'll write the Ksuba. That we did. We did write the Ksuba, but not to get married. Oh. And that's Pshat Beis in the Gemara on Ksuba Stav Beis. Shaktu Chachamim Gimel Yomim Lebnos Yisrael. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I make Achanas. Get married on Wednesday. That would have been a normal thing. But since there were no Shem and Akim, he waited 4 more days. 4 more days. After 4 plus 4 is 8. You finished Yom HaTviyah. 4 plus 4 is 8. And 1 plus 7 is 8. But you don't need 7 days from the writing of the Ksuba. Whereas the Meiri, believe it or not, suggests that. Where's the Meiri? What's this? Different opinions. And then Meiri over here says, can I find it? I'm going to try to find what he says. He's saying, he calls a Yesh Omer. What does he ask Shama? Can't find it. Missed it. He quotes a Yesham that you need a week after Ksiva Saksuba. Oh. Hema Farshik Savu of his Kikua Limel Shiva Achash and Nechtama Ksuba. Ain't that Klum? It's got wrong. Wrong? Okay, we assume it's wrong also. Let's go a little bit further, gentlemen. We talk about Dam Chimut. Right? You keep talking about Dam Chimut, Dam Chimut, Dam Chimut, Dam Chimut. Look at that Chof Amid Beis. I believe it's also on the Mount of Chumas. Chof Amid Beis. Chof Amid Beis. Gentlemen, there are two stories in a row. Hayitzah Isaac Isaac Dama Le Kamedir Abulazar. It's about halfway down the narrow lines. Havi Yosef Rabbi Ami Kamei Arche. He smelled it. Omle Hay Dam Chimuru. Just like that. Boom. Bosad Nafko Atpale Rabbi Ami Ama Le Bali Hayu Baderech Vichimadiv. He was right. Sod Hashem Lireyev. What's going on? One great story. He was there. I would never try such a thing. But what's the difference with Dam Chimud? Get an impression that Dam Chimud is Torah. What? Another story about a non-Jewish person. Leave that story out. So the Ran asks in the Chidushim, he says he doesn't understand. Is Dam Chimud Tomei or Torah? And Avchof, it sounds like Dam Chimud is Torah. And Samach Vav, it sounds like Dam Chimud is Tomei. Astira Minei Obey. What's going on? Take a look at the Chiddush Iran. Pirish Bo Dam Chimud Uvetor. Hikshu. Perek Basra. Tzvuli Nosin. Espaisa. Shivin Akim. Shun De Mecham Da Amma De Mash Dam Chimud Tomeu. Astira Deluya. Elevadei Hai De Kama Dam Chimud Lo Le Taro Achar Kein. That works for the second story. He's talking about if for whom means he's trying to show how great the rabbis are. Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. He says it's really unbelievable. It really wouldn't be Tor. Appella. Look at the Tosfos HaRosh over here. Tosfos HaRosh. Arche. Oh my Dam Chimud. Everyone see it? And the Chof Amid Beis. Pirish. Vitame. Not Vitor. Vitame. Could I mean it with Tvuli Nosset? Especially with the Kim. Shem Makos Chimud Rosh Dam. So then what's the difference? Ulaharos Chochmoso. The Omar Havi. That's nice for the second story. You have to show the Goyish lady that you're smart. But the first story, all stars of Moshe. That's not the Jewish value to show how smart you are. What does that mean? Look in the back in Yalkut Mefarshim in the Cheshek Shlomo. Give a look. Chof Amid Beis. Ayin the Ran after Dam Chimud Nami Tomei Kmo Damash Mo Lehedo Lekamo Dav Samach Vav Gabi Tvuli Nosei Vekomakom Lo Oma Zerak El Haras Chok Mosa. We saw that in the Rosh Koshali Hotenach Lekabi Maisa The Ifri Hurmiz Yesh Lo Oma Kein Abba Maisa The Aisa Itza Aisa Dama Lekamed Rav Lo Gam Kein Hay Dam Chimud Bevada Yo Yitochen Lo Oma Kein. Come on. And what do you want after for? It was Mitarer. Then he says you're afraid to get mixed in. He quotes the Ran. All in Dam Chimud Torah. Gabi Tzvul Nos Mitzvayis Tzuchayshim Nechshem Nes Arav Dam Nida. Gamke. V'tzarach lama. No, here too. Why is the mitaro v'yelo choshet Hashem and nisarbo dam nida? Haina mishum. The heve mitoch reach. The eno ma'uravo dam nida. Omnam tzarach lahavin. The me'ezet tam dam chimator. The lechore came in the yeshlo maritame v'gam bobin ha'mokor. Hare dam nidahu. Masha ross and machos chimalo gormi ross and machos onest. The tmeah filos of a mitzama be'onest. What do you say? The kama daf lamin vav koshke benida. What's going on? Tzorach loma the kimel chazal the dam shiro machas chimud eino bo min acheder rak min ha aliyah the dam aliyah torah v'adayin zayin. Oh come on! This is a shver of art. Very very shver of art. Very shver of art. Come on, it's difficult. So the pashtus is as follows: dam chimud is tome. Tome. And why did he pass Dam Chimud? She's Tome anyway? No. It's relevant to Vestos. If it's Dam Nida, it's relevant to Hilchos Vestos. If it's Dam Chimud, it's a fluke. Nothing to do with Vestos.
Wouldn't she have to be choshed the next time she was?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So
oh, and she have chimud, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what I measure, how you measure it. A chimudometer, and how you measure these things. So I don't know how to do these things exactly. I'll just see one more thing, and then we'll have to stop and continue the sugya tomorrow. The siyata d'shmaya. That is the or zeruah. Look what he says, an interesting compromise. Goes to all sugya. Find it. Somebody's going to say over here that midoraisa dam chimud is tor. That's a sugi on daf chof, and midrabbanon it's tameh. Here it is. Midoraisa tor midoraisa, but tameh midrabbanon. Here's midrabbanon. Isn't it interesting, Shaul? We had machloikus. What is dam chimud? Is it tor? Is it tameh? Says the ruah both. Midoraisa it's tor. Rabbanon is Tomei. The Sugandav Chav is on the level of the Raisa, and the Sugandav Samach Vav on the level of the Rabbanon.
The same person.
Huh?
Both Rabbanon.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
But he actually got a Shaila. Rabba got the Shaila. He wasn't saying theory anyway. Rabba said that this is Dam Chimud. It was harder. He's much better. He's Matar.
Yes, a good question. I'm sorry? Maybe. Maybe. Let's take a look. Hold on. Call the Yad. It's a sorry dam Rabbi Lozal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Amikamei. Hi dam chimuru. Ain't the first dam chimuru b'tor. Then kei tiksha mihocha. The chachmasa you say. That's the first pshat. If you want to say the other way, tor midoraisa tam midrabbanan. Hocha midrabbanan. That's here on Samach Vav. But there's the level doraisa.
Which
thing? Huh? Rabbi Ami.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's part of Chumud Rav Zeir you suggest. And that was before Chumud Rav Zeir. Could be. Doesn't say it explicitly, but look it up again if you have a chance. Shin my mouth. If you find it, let me know. We'll stop here. Mention tomorrow. Shir is tomorrow. Is Thursday, 11:15. Yeah. Saturday Shmai. Sunday, Shir, 9 a.m. I was asked to finish by 10.